The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
How are we doing, everybody? Welcome back to the Sean Howard Channel. I'm Ron Swanson. We're joined tonight once again with Maverick Approach to delve into all of the occult horrors that have taken place over the last however many decades. But before we do that, Mav, how are you? What have you been up to? Introduce yourself to those who might not know you. And it's great to see you again.
Thank you. Appreciate it. It's always a pleasure to come on here and talk about all the craziness going on. But what I do is essentially I just try to be a guiding light. I try to, you know, expose as many things as possible. And I always say that you only have to tell the truth one time because, you know, whether it be now or later, it's going to come out. So that's what I do. And I'm also, I'm an author. I publish a few books already, public speaker. I do a lot of workshops and try to, you know, give people a little bit more answers than questions. But sometimes we'll have to ask the right questions first.
And, you know, you've got quite a variety of guests. I've spoken to quite a lot of your guests as well. And, you know, for you in this sort of journey that we're all going on, which guests have stood out for you in the realm of the Great Awakening or the lost knowledge?
To be honest, I would say all of them. You know, it sounds like, you know, a little PC and cliche, but everybody has their own take, and I like everybody's, you know, their stories, their different outlooks on certain things, whether we agree or not. So I tend to have people on my show that maybe the mainstream media at large wouldn't interview or whatnot. So yeah, pretty much everybody. I like to, you know, cover all bases.
Yeah, absolutely, Drew. And we're going to jump in tonight with, we're going to start off with just some simple occult stuff. You know, the fact that Hollywood seems to have this obsession with unobtainable dark knowledge. And, you know, what's been your experience, right, throughout your interviews or throughout your research where the occult is prominently reappearing?
It's always been here. So I think that when we're talking about occultism as a whole, occult first means hidden. The actual word translates to hidden. So to dive deep into these different things, looking at our monetary system, looking at a multitude of things of how America was built, even the UK, how, you know, looking into London City, I'm pretty sure you're familiar with this, how London City is its own sovereign nation. Has the London mayor, you have even King Charles, he has to call in to the London mayor or to the Lord mayor, per se, before he can actually go to the city of London. So all these things that we think we know and how things operate, there's a whole underworld of, you know, how America works and how, you know, the UK per se works and all these different things. So they're just being unearthed now because what we're looking at right now, information moves at the speed of light now. It's not like how it was 100 years ago to where you have all these secret societies. We couldn't see them because they're secret, they're hidden. So now we have a lot of things that are being unearthed because people are sharing codes, people are sharing information, what happens here. And, you know, we can talk to somebody as we're doing now. This wasn't possible 100 years ago, per se. You know, you may have telegrams and whatnot, but now we can share in real time. So things are moving faster. So we're unearthing things faster.
Absolutely. One thing that shocked me was how prevalent some of the occult figures seem to be, right? You would think that a lot of this takes place behind closed doors, but we've got a couple of fairly prominent ones in Michelle Lamy and Abramovich who seem to stick out like metaphorical sore thumbs. And it's art and fashion seem to be where they've found their nesting homes, right? That's the, seems to be the accepting place, especially for the two that I've mentioned. Are you familiar with both of them?
Yeah. For sure.
And have you delved into Abramovich and her history and the art installations that she used to do, where she would welcome people to do whatever they want to her, whether it was pain or pleasure, and she would stand there and this was her art that put her on the map?
Yeah, so you're talking about the spirit cooking.
Well, there's the spirit cooking, absolutely. That's the more recent side. Well, the more recently public known side. But when she was a lot younger, she would do art installations where she would be stood there, I mean, with very little on, and there would be a table in front of her, Mav, with knives or feathers or chains or sellotape or whatever, and people could come in and do whatever they want. And someone did try to R her, and that the security had to step in, and she was cut by people, and she was hugged by people. But that seems to me almost like a ritual in itself, right? And the spirit cooking is as well. But delve in, if you will, with me into your knowledge of Abramovich and her dark hold on the, I mean, let's cut the crap. I mean, it is the upper echelon of Hollywood.
For sure. So if you look into the high fashion world, if you look into the art world, these are fronts, if you will. Now, if you look into, you know, the spirit cooking, like I said, It can, under the guise of when we're talking about art, under the guise of high fashion, it's all based in, you know, occultism, symbolism, and it could pass off as, oh, this is just high fashion. This is just essentially, you know, something that, you know, the art world looks at and whatnot. Yeah, and there she is. So, But under that, it's an underworld. It gets really dark because this is how they can pass off a lot of things through symbolism, through rituals, and they can do it right in front of your face. Mm-hmm. That's why Balenciaga ball is in Balenciaga, and then they had that weird campaign with the kids and this other stuff, right? So, yeah, that's the spirit cooking right there. You have, you know, people who are literally laying down naked, and what they're doing is they have this, I believe it was one of them I seen after Amy Winehouse died. They made a cake of her corpse. And this was weird. And all the celebrities were eating it. And people were just like, what is this? Right? So you have that. You have these bloodbaths that they take and whatnot. You know, if you look into Lady Gaga, obviously. She's pretty prominent in that, to where, again, they're doing these rituals right in front of your face. So, and they're tied into the music industry. There you go. They have those dinners.
Yep.
Where it's symbolically they're you know, eating somebody or eating off somebody, but it's really cannibalism.
Yep. And here's the spirit cooking reference as well. This was, I think this was 1996, this event took place. But this came up much more recently in what we'll just refer to as the pizza scandal. The email-y, pizza-y scandal. Clinton-y scandal, right? And this, people were told that they were crazy when this happened, Matt, right? I mean, there was a lot of people who tried to report on this mainstream-wise who lost their jobs, who were told that they were crazy, and that sort of set a precedence for anyone questioning this. Obviously, the Epstein files kind of ruined their plan a little bit, But when you started delving into this, right, and you started really seeing connections to the occult, I mean, were you surprised at the level that these dark forces have got their clutches into the elites?
Not at all. When you look into a lot of secret societies that's starting to pop up now that nobody has ever heard of, like the Order of the Nine Angles, that was mm-hmm. one of them. That was a group of people who worship Satan. They actually try to take out Trump. All kind of crazy stuff. So you look into, obviously, the Skull and Bones. So looking into, and that's a ritualistic color. So pay attention to the Grammys. Pay attention to the Oscars. Mm-hmm. They always have black, white, or red. That's an active color right there.
Yeah. So
when somebody's accepting an award, they're wearing red, or they'll have black and white. But all these huge, you know, Oscars and Grammys, all these huge events, these are nothing but energy harvesting, mm-hmm. ritualistic ceremonies.
Yeah, okay? 100%.
So that's literally, like, again, this could be passed off as high fashion or art or whatnot, because under the guise of that can be, again, hidden. Mm-hmm.
It really can. And, you know, it's interesting how colors are used in a lot of things. And I mean, marketing is if anyone doesn't believe in the occult stuff, just go and look into marketing, look at every fast food logo that you can think of, and then look at what colors are used there. It's bizarre just how often we're pulled in and decisions are made just off of colors. Now, these are installations, right, where people are welcomed in to sit and stare like this. Do you remember after the germy times, after we were all kind of staying indoors, Mav, for that prolonged period of time, yeah. It seemed to be, right? It seemed to me like they amped up the level of concert-based ceremonies. It was almost like it was panic time, and it was time to roll out these demonic references within these concerts. Now, we've always seen them, but when we've seen that ramping up, do you think that they're trying to do a better job since then of hiding things, or are they shoving it more in our faces, Mav?
To be honest, I feel like they're trying to, for one, shove it in our faces more. Mm-hmm. I don't think they can hide anymore, i.e. the Epstein files, i.e. how information moves at the speed of light. But there's other methods that people are still finding out on, you know, these ritualistic type of, you know, ceremonies and, you know, certain things that they're doing that you may or may not see. The subconscious is way more powerful than your conscious mind. So how you're saying with the fast food logos, I did like a whole fast food logo breakdown of how they use color. Oh,
yeah.
And how, you know, even the Wendy's logo has mom in the title, in the color.
All right, I'll have a look.
So
we don't have Wendy's here. I just want to point that out.
Okay.
But I'm looking now. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh, like that, do you know what? And that was from a tiny little picture. That's, you know, it does, like right here, right?
M-O-N. Sorry.
Right here.
Yep, M-O-M.
Yeah. See, that's all I can see now.
Yeah, exactly. So it's all through logos, and a lot of fast food places use the colors yellow, red, or orange.
Yeah, they do. And yeah. What was orange? It's yellow and red, right?
Yeah, so essentially those colors connect to your chakras, to your aura, and those are your lower chakras, per se, that tend to your, you know, sexual desires, your animalistic desires, your more primal eating. Mm-hmm. Use those colors. So those are more prevalent in those types of, you know, things when, you know, correlated to that. So they do it on purpose. So there's no way that they're using that logo just by accident.
Right.
And that's what I mean. Even going to KFC, the Colonel, he was a Freemason. It's on his tombstone.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people back then, especially when we're in the founding eras of the United States, I mean, you would be hard pressed to find anyone who wasn't influential, money or banking or policing, that wasn't part of it. to be honest.
Exactly.
Going all the way to,
the first president, George Washington. Yep. And you can find a lot of occult symbolism there and how this country was actually founded in the monetary system based on water, maritime admiralty law. And they, you know, have this whole underworld of, you know, spelling. You know, it's not word construction. It's not letter assembly. It's spelling. Now, why is it spelling? Because in the language itself has a hidden occult language tied to it.
Mm-hmm.
Everything we speak, everything we say, we're casting spells constantly without us even knowing it.
Listen, there's a reason they call it spelling, okay? And just because our alphabet doesn't look funky to us anymore, and we see hieroglyphics and we see runes and we go, well, they must be mystical because they don't look like A, B, and C, right? It's not the case. It really isn't. And from a mystical point of view, I'll just tell everyone out there, if you want something in this world, write down your thoughts. Okay, write down your thoughts, because simply taking a pencil and writing on paper is a manifestation of a thought. It's bringing a thought into the real world. You can now physically see it because it's written down. And this is a powerful thing. And if you don't believe me, just try it with cups of coffee. Or things that you can believe in if you don't believe enough in yourself, because that's the biggest trick that they've got us all with, Mav, is that A, there's not enough self-belief. So people, they're more likely to believe in something else, all right, and believe that that's where they're getting strength from than believe they're capable of finding it within themselves. And it's a fascinating mindset. It really, really is. Do you see quite a lot, especially with the guests that you've had, when it comes to the secret knowledge, right? Because I believe, I don't know how you feel, all of these special gifts that we see people having, I believe they're within us all. And we should be able to do them just as easy as blinking. But we've spent centuries being told that if we do them, we'll be burnt at the stake for witchcraft. Do you see this commonality that you can unlock this within yourself and that people are trying to regain this forgotten knowledge?
For sure. What I always say is you have to unlearn and relearn a lot of things. Now, I go to the source of what we're learning things from. And it came out recently how all of, when according to America, our recent textbooks in school was printed up by Ghislaine Maxwell's father. Pergamon Press. He was in charge of all the books for the last 70 plus years of everything when it comes to history. So now we have to challenge that and be like, okay, there has to be a motive, obviously. Now we have to unlearn and relearn things. So with these things, when we're talking about religion, science, we have to question all this. We have to denounce a lot of this stuff because there is an agenda behind it. So looking within, there's even clues within the Bible. Like if you look at every religion, there's clues within all religion. And I always make the reference to, you know, the Bible, to where Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is within. And that is pretty profound only because what he was talking about, I don't think you, and a lot of things get taken out of context. A lot of things are, that's supposed to be metaphorical or literal and vice versa. And they pretty much put a veil over that, you know, when it comes to the Bible and whatnot. But certain things, you have to have discernment. And I think when you start to look within, you can have certain abilities. This is why they had the GATE program, you know, in school. They'll pull you out of class to see if you're gifted and talented. Now, gifted and talented in what? We're talking about flashcards to where they're turned over and they're asking the kids, hey, what's on this flashcard? And they make you drink a pink drink. Why are they doing that? That's because they know we have certain abilities beyond, you know, our comprehension. When we're talking about, you know, telepathy and telekinesis, they have this program in the CIA, you know, Project Stargate. It's a bigger program from the GATE program. So to have these things and they're spending their time and money and efforts to look for these kids and then have psychic soldiers and whatnot in the CIA, a very real thing. So they're going to weaponize it for themselves versus you understanding yourself on a cosmic level.
do you know what's crazy about it, Mav, right? Is you've got the under the table evil stuff that the CIA try and deny when it comes to gifted individuals. But then there's a very public side to it as well. I know individuals who currently are and have been used by the CIA for remote viewing, for finding individuals. And it's very interesting the what they'll admit and deny. You know what I'm saying? And do you think that when we look at the, for example, the Bible, you brought up the Bible, right? And when we talk about information being removed, I mean, the Dead Sea Scrolls, the Book of Enoch, how do you feel about what can be found within them? And I imagine you know the references I'm talking about and things like this. Right. So, I mean, how much attention should people be paying to these scriptures?
They have to pay a lot of attention to it because, you know, some of the oldest texts like the Dead Sea Scrolls.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at how it was even written, there is some very interesting things about that. And people have to ask questions because in these scrolls, they're written on animal hide, different animals.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them were, you know, cow hide and whatnot. I believe it was sheep. And where it was located, there's no native animal like the cow to that region. So where did it come from? So if these scrolls have different types of hide, that means the stories and the, you know, people were sharing the codes, that people were coming far and wide, not to where it's just where it's based, but it was coming from other places. The information was decentralized, right? Mm-hmm. So you have to ask these questions, like what was going on? Like how come we don't, in ancient, you know, cave paintings and texts, we don't see a moon? And then later on, we see a moon. Okay.
So I've not heard that one. You might need to take me down that one, Mav, because I'm not denying anything. That sounds like something that I'm going to want to know about. So yeah, touch on that if you will.
It's just, I believe there was a reset, and we might be going back into that.
Okay. Only
because what we know from recent history, thinking about Nikola Tesla and the Wardenclyffe Tower, how he's pulling free energy out of the atmosphere, atmospheric energy, Tartaria. So we're talking about an old world that had advanced tech. So if we're looking at way back ancient texts, there's some discrepancies, right? Like how I said with the Dead Sea Scrolls, how are we getting information from cowhide, like on that's written on cowhide and it's not native to that region? So it's, I always say this, it's his story. Whoever wins, tell a story, history. Yeah,
you know it, absolutely.
And I think that the moon itself is not what they say it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot closer. And there is a lot of evidence to where what was going on in 1969 wasn't really what was happening.
Yeah.
What was shown, obviously, on TV was BS. But what was happening behind the scenes, something else was going on. And I think that that starts to reveal, okay, maybe it is a base. Maybe it is hollow because they did a test.
Mm-hmm.
They have a, I believe it was Apollo.
The resonance test, right?
Yeah, the resonance. So where they have the seismic monitor to where they
had a fancy science machine that rung it like a bell, basically. That's the gist, right?
Exactly. So wow. That adds more credence to what's it made of or how it's structured. What does that even mean? So if it rang like a bell, and scientists to this day still don't know how that's possible because it rang for hours and then the seismometer did this. It went back and forth for hours. That wasn't expected. And they're like, we don't know how this is even possible, but that adds more credence to, is it hollow? Is something inside?
Bro, do you know what? Let's just nerd out for a minute over the moon, okay? Because for a start, if the people that are going to tell me how many planets there are, what shape this planet is, and what the moon is, are the same people that won't release the Epstein files, okay? And I mean from an elite government point of view, I'm just going to assume they're lying about everything, okay?
And so that's what I mean.
Okay, so until Mav or myself leave the atmosphere, okay, to witness some stuff, okay? And I'm not being funny, right? I mean, how many weather balloons do you reckon it would take to get me up there? I mean, a few, right? But until I see it for myself, Mav, I'm open to anything. We could be on the back of a massive intergalactic turtle, for all I know, bro, okay?
Which is a theory, which sounds crazy.
It really is. But the moon, right? Let's be honest. America does not have a reputation for not going back places. America doesn't have a reputation for leaving places the same day they arrived. Okay, I want to point that out too. Okay, so when it comes to the moon, right, let's have two points of discussion. Let's discuss if they landed there and got told to bugger off, okay, and never come back. And let's discuss absolutely no chance that we even made it there, right? Because I personally don't think we ever left this planet. Like, I really, really don't. I've got a lot of theories about the moon landing, none of which involve anyone landing on the moon. But, if we were to discuss the possibility of us landing on the moon, Mav, I do believe that we were told to never go back. Where do you land on both arguments?
Yeah, so that adds more credence to what I was saying. What was happening on, you know, the TV screen in 1969 wasn't what was happening in real time. So if they were shooed away, let's go with that theory. If you go back to their press conference, they look extremely disappointed. They look extremely shooken. Now, the fact that, again, it rang like a bell, it adds more credence to that. And then what we're looking at as far as, let's go with the firmament kind of theory. People are saying, well, how do you go to the moon if there's a firmament? What if the firmament is encasing the moon? Now, going back to the Bible, biblical text, it's in the Bible, as above, so below. There's literal text where it says there's waters above and waters below. Now, who else believes in as above, so below duality? Freemasons, in which, who created this country and the UK and so on and so forth. So, and it's even on Wannar von Braun's tombstone. It's on his tombstone. I believe it's Psalms either 15 or 16. He has a verse where it says, God's handiwork in the firmament. Now, this is the godfather of NASA. And why would he have that on his tombstone?
Right. And I don't know if it's biblical, right? But there's certainly a lot of references to the four corners of the earth, right? And, you know, that's another thing that makes me wonder what shape it is, if that makes sense to you.
Well, here's the thing about the shape too. Here's another fallacy that they're depicting right off the bat. So this last Artemis trip, they took pictures and videos with their iPhone, right? Here's the problem with this. It's a complete perfect circle of the earth, right? Now, when they tell us, scientists and professors all around the world, they've all said that it's oblique sphere. That means it bulges at the equator. So how is it a perfect circle if it's bulging at the equator? It's more pear-shaped, if anything. So that's a fallacy within itself. And they're saying, like, well, maybe it doesn't show, you know, from far away and whatnot. So which is it? Is it a perfect circle? Is it not?
Do you know, NASA have never released an image of space. Like, if you're looking at the pictures of NASA that NASA release of Earth, and it's this perfect ball with no stars around it, right? It's just black, complete black around it. What? Like, I can see the stars from here, mate. Like, I can see them. Do you know what I mean? So NASA don't release anything, and even if they release images of the moon's surface, they flip them upside down and rotate them and put them down into 480p potato grade quality. They hide it all, and the whole concept that the moon isn't what they say it is, right? Let's move past the argument of the firmament, the shape of it all, and all of that. I could well believe that the moon landing wasn't what really happened, right? They had to dramatize what went on there because of what actually went on. Have you heard the weird recordings of the astronauts talking about things flying past the ship and the noises that they've heard and all of that? How are we meant to just like wash that away? This is pre-TikTok. This is pre-clout chasing. This is like pre-all that, bro. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
you know what's interesting about that? So that came out in the UFO files. Where they said these apparitions or kind of plasma shape things are shown in the files. And this is in the UFO files. And this is from the moon. So again, and then they just had a congressional hearing. David Grush said there's plasmoids. That's what he said. There's plasmoids type of alien life out there to where they're based in plasma, which is pretty interesting because if you look at the sun itself, nuclear energy, that is plasma per se. So are these things from the sun or some type of other type of sun from another galaxy and whatnot? Could be, because now we're starting to do this with science and religion is starting to overlap.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with magic, right? Because there's a scientific kind of approach to magic per se in alchemy. So I think that what we're looking at as far as disclosure, they'll give you bits and pieces. But then again, you have to have discernment on what is and what isn't. And again, NASA, you know, in Hebrew, Nassau is to deceive. So they created these agencies in 1940, after 1947. So what happened in 1947? Roswell, right? So we after that, Truman signed the National Security Act of 1947. Why would he do that after one of the most prolific UFO sightings and events of all time? Because after that act, we had the CIA created, we had NASA created, we had the DOD created, the Air Force as we know it today, because the Air Force used to be one with the actual U.S. Army, and then they broke it off and made it the Air Force. So why would they do that with the National Security Act? And anything that is classified as a national security within that act, then they can't disclose anything. So they can deem anything a national security. Same thing with 3i Atlas. 3i Atlas was actually classified as national security. So we can't disclose anything.
Like, what the hell was going on with that, man? Like, one minute they're talking about how it's moving at different speeds, and you've got all of these mad cults saying the end is nigh, and then, oh, don't worry, it was just an asteroid. It was never going to hit us. I mean, what was that? I mean, what was that?
Well, here's the thing. So, John Greenwald Jr., he is a UFO researcher, and he has a company called the Black Vault. What he did was, he was like, hey, through the Freedom of Information Act, I'm going to hit up the CIA and the government and ask them about 3i Atlas. So they go, hey, guess what? We can give you an answer, but the answer is there is no answer. It is now national security, so we can't confirm nor deny the existence or non-existence of 3i Atlas. No answer is an answer. So there's your answer right there.
Yeah, it's so bizarre. And some of the telescope images of this thing that showed the lights and the different colors that it was made up of. Like, I'm not being funny, right? I'm not a scientist, all right?
It's not nothing.
Like just in your head, imagine a massive rock in your head floating through space, okay? And now imagine what that is, okay? Because all I'm saying is, unless there's like Christmas themed boulders mulling about, okay, unless this is like a Walmart display from the 70s that was pushed out, do you know what I'm saying? That doesn't really look like a rock to me, bro.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Here's the funny thing too. So did I tell you about the WOW signal connection to this and how it's connected to
the WOW signal is connected to this? No, let's go.
So the WOW signal back in 1977 was from 3i Atlas, okay? It was a satellite signal back in 1977. which is pretty interesting because that's the same year a song came out by Sammy Hagar named Crackin' the World. And in this song, the same year, 1977, he says, there's a great divide coming in 2025, which we saw 3i Atlas come, right? Then in the song, he says, we only have 50 years left. Now, Sammy Hagar said that, for one, he was abducted by aliens himself. He said this on many interviews. And in the song, he said he would have 50 years left. 50 years from 1977 is what? 2027. So was 2025 the kickoff? And now it's deemed as national security. And then now we're going into 2027. So it might be an interesting year on what may be disclosed during that time.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Might be an interesting year. Might be the massive fireball that resets us all, Mav. Okay? Like, no one wants to talk about the fact that there is so many, like, whatever the science word, when you study the dirt, right, whatever that is called, and they're drilling down miles into the ground, and they're pulling up these layers of char. Okay, and it's like normal history, massive char, normal history, massive char. And this whole concept of a great reset, do you think that people are romanticizing this too much? Have we seen too many movies where happy endings are guaranteed? And do you think that it might not be as happy as we all think? And I'm sorry to put you in such a down and like a gloomy topic, right? And you don't have to be like, this is what I think. But yeah. Is it possible that that could be the con? That's a better way of putting it. Is it possible that that could be what we're seeing with these char lines?
I think the first step is awareness, right?
Okay.
And in order to have these events happen, like, you know, the Twin Towers, like 2020, all these major events, I think these are actually manifested by the public themselves through occult symbolism. Why is 9/11 a 33-year cycle? Because for 33 years, they pumped that into our heads, right? 1968, the code 911 was created. 1968, the Twin Towers themselves started construction. 1968, George Bush Jr. graduates from Yale. 1968, Space Odyssey 2001 comes out. Same year, 1968, the Jets, the New York Jets, wins the Super Bowl. Who, what, when, where, why? And for 33 years, you can look through movies, magazines, music. They were telling us the entire time. How is Bart Simpson holding up magazine that says 9/11 and it says New York years before? Because they've been pumping that into our heads the whole time, and then they manifest it because we've been seeing it subconsciously.
Yeah.
So the first state is awareness. So once you're aware of what they're doing, your plans are foiled because we can't
do that. No, for sure. And let's just jump in. Hang on, what are we at? Okay, we got time. Okay, so mind control. Okay, we've all heard about MK Ultra. We've all heard about the stories, right? I mean, I've interviewed multiple survivors, and the scary thing is when you start finding out just how real all of it is and how widespread it is. I just spoke to a survivor of SRA this evening, and she talks about how there is so many sleeper cells, MK Ultra victims who are starting to become active. They're starting to feel like alters are starting to push through that shouldn't be pushing through. And where's your thoughts on just how infiltrated, not just society, but the upper echelons of our world with individuals who've been programmed for tasks that are not good?
Yeah, so they just had a congressional hearing, Rep. Luna, and they're just confirming what we've already known for a long time on MKUltra, how they said Charles Manson was part of the CIA project. The hippie movement was a CIA project. Same thing how the CIA infiltrated hip-hop in the 80s. So if you look into all these programs that they did, they had sleeper cells. They've had certain people that, you know, risen up. How is it that Jim Morrison's dad was a military official? Same thing with, if you look into DARPA, who's one of the founding members, Jeff Bezos' grandfather. So you start to look at all these people that are put in place. You're like, wait a minute, they have ties. The Grateful Dead, all three of the members, they, all their parents were military officials. They were in the government. So then they started the hippie movement and they started to push LSD and all these other things. So we've been seeing infiltration and sleeper cells the entire time. If you look at Bill Cooper, how he said in Behold a Pair of his Pair of Horse book, there was a project called Project Orion, which essentially for school shooters to be bred from the CIA. Mm. And then later on, we see we have Columbine and so on and so forth, on down. So there's definitely sleeper cells. There's definitely, you know, projects that they've been, you know, had. MK Ultra is an old school one. A lot of people don't know about the Frey effect.
This is
the Frey effect, the microwave auditory effect, to where they can beam frequencies, sounds, voices directly into your head.
Yeah. And listen. Do you know what's crazy? There's bars now you can go to Mav, and tables will have different colored lighting on them. Okay. And you only hear the music when you're in that light spectrum. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you're sitting around a table, no one can hear the music from your table. But when you're sat there, you can hear it. So effectively, the light spectrum is contained. The sound spectrum is contained within the light. Now, listen, if they're giving us microwaves, you know that what they're not giving us is mad. If we've got lights that contain sound, just imagine if that light was colorless and I have that in a torch and I shine that. And instead of it being nice music, it's some sort of like demonic, like heinousness. Think about the control that can be used in that. And sorry for interrupting you.
No, yeah, exactly. That adds more credence. It's the voice to skull technology and all these people that we think that are unaliving themselves may just be influenced by these technologies.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that when we have a lot of people who have a lot of information like David Wilcock, all these missing scientists and or dead scientists who unalive themselves, it's very interesting because they seem to be fine, and then all of a sudden they're not. There's no track record. So if they have these technologies, which they do, they even have patents on them, you know, we have to question that.
Well, look, you brought it up, so we got to delve into the scientists, okay? I mean, what is your take on this? I mean, obviously, don't ever grow up and be a scientist. I mean, that's what I'm thinking now. Or if you are, be a really mundane scientist. Like, just stick to the stuff that causes no ripples, because the amount of different theories on it, listen, the end of the theory is the same. They were taken out, right? But yeah, the journey to that road, there's so many different ways we could look at this. And like, where's your chips landing? What do you think that the overall reason was? What was the discovery? What was the project? Where do you land on it?
Well, I just look at pattern recognition. I think it's kind of odd that we have the UFO files and the government is telling us what they want to tell us. At the same time, we have missing and or dead scientists who are all connected to that field in some way, shape, or form. Astrophysicists, generals that had, you know, high security clearance for UFO research facilities, JPL, Jet Propulsion Laboratory, that's connected to NASA. A lot of people went missing and or dead from there too. So leading up to that, we had all these people, and I lost count by this time. Then we have the UFO files. So did they have any information that's, you know, highly classified or something to debunk what we're seeing right now? Because it, obviously they had some kind of connection to it. So I think that there's a lot of cover up, a lot of distractions, and a lot of things that they're not telling us, obviously.
Yeah. And
it's definitely connected. You know, all these different things that there's no way all these people, it's even happening in China. There's a dozen missing scientists over there that has to do with AI, military tech, nuclear fusion, all these scientists in China as well, which adds more credence to what? I think it has something to do with reverse engineered alien technology.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the only people in the world who have this tech is America and China. So again, pattern recognition, because in order to convict somebody, let's go to the court of law. We need eyewitness testimony and evidence or circumstantial evidence.
Yep.
So if we have both and or one leading down the path of actually, you know, alludes to these things, then we have to be like, okay, well, let's put the pieces together, because there's no way that all... Carl Grillmeyer, astrophysicist that worked at Caltech.
Yep.
He lives in the middle of nowhere. And it was a random carjacker that wanted to come to get his car and then unalived him on his porch. That makes no sense, because if you're in the middle of nowhere, he must have really wanted that car, or he had other business to handle.
That makes sense. It's, I don't understand. Here's a question for you. Do you think that the government has weaponized incompetency against us? Now, what I mean by this is, as a society, we have literally went, they're not going to deal with the Epstein files, it's the government, and people move on. We're talking about a global PDF ring. Have we had incompetence weaponized so that when we expect our leaders to step up, when we expect the truth to be found for the families of scientists and people that whistleblow and go missing, they have weaponized incompetency so that we just brush it off?
For sure. They've done this on purpose. This is why, I'll just speak for America, we're 26th in education.
Mm-hmm.
We're the richest country on earth. We have all the resources, but the education is lacking. Why is that? Because they want us incompetent. They don't want us to hold them accountable. How is it that we had not only the Epstein files, but we had Congress files, too, where they're doing SA and all these other things?
Yeah.
And they voted to release or block them. Now, who's voting on that? Congress themselves. So they're going to indict themselves? They're going to expose themselves? No. So the system at large is completely, it's a sham. It's ran by them themselves. They're not going to investigate themselves. But yeah, I think the education is paramount when trying to do these things. And people knowing their rights and people knowing what to do next, but lack thereof, you just seem powerless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, look, do you know what was interesting? I think I watched one of your shorts today, right? It was, you were a very concerned brother from across the pond, right? You know, like part of the community. You were concerned about melty Europe, okay? Things have gone a bit warm here, Mav, I'm not going to lie, right? And it looks real bad, like it really does. I just wanted to get your take. And also, let's just segue in after that to the earthquake, the smart city, the suspiciousness of everything that took place in Venezuela. But what's your take on everything that's been happening over here?
I've done extensive research on that. I've had people on the ground who actually have been calling me and leaving me voice notes. What's going down in France and, you know, Germany and to a lesser degree, UK. It is pretty bad over there. And I think that there is some geoengineering going on. Only if you look at, you know, some of the projects that Bill Gates has invested into. He invested into a company that essentially you spray this component in the air and it has a reflective component into it. Mm-hmm. And the heat hits it and it reflects back up into space per se.
Yep. They've got a really unscary name, right? I'm going to find out what the name is. You carry on, Mav.
Yeah. So again, you know, there's a patent on, you know, earthquake simulation, you know, a seismic discharger. These are real patents. So again, going back to Lyndon B. Johnson, one of the former presidents, he said this himself. He said, "He who controls the weather controls the world."
Yeah, here we go. So the UK government has paid 60 million, Mav, 60 million pounds of our taxpayers' money for a company that want to dim the sun. And this is all happening. This isn't theory. This is government-funded actual nonsense that's taking place. It's right. Scary, bro.
Yeah. So when you compare that with how Venezuela saw, you know, the most destructive earthquake they've ever seen before. And here's the thing. So I'm from California. I've been through many earthquakes.
Okay. Excellent. From a data point of view, not from a you've been an earthquakes point of view.
Right. Here's the thing about earthquakes. For one, they have aftershocks, but okay. I've never seen not one, but two different earthquakes happening 40 seconds from each other. So they had a 7.2, then it had a 7.5. These are two separate earthquakes. So there's no such thing, which, you know, I've been through many earthquakes, as a foreshock per se.
Yeah.
There's aftershocks, but now we're talking about two different major earthquakes within less than a minute from each other. That's weird. Two, now they're telling us there's earthquake lights. Now, what that is earthquake lights is something that happens, which is a precursor to the earthquake. Flashes in the sky.
Is it? I'm sure we would have figured that out by now, Mav. Okay, so basically what you're saying is now there's a massive flashy warning for the earthquakes, right? Brilliant. Right. Okay. And no one's noticed that till now, right?
Right.
Which makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which, again, I've never seen it. I've been through many earthquakes. There's no such thing as earthquake lights. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm not being funny, but there would be sensors all over the world now that would pick up on if it's the middle of the day and all of a sudden a massive burst of light happens. I'm pretty sure sensors would have been made. Do you know what I'm saying? Right. Not that I don't know what the sensors would have done, but somebody would have sold them. Do you know what's interesting? Somebody mentioned that all the traffic lights melted in Germany. Could we be looking at another way of destroying infrastructure for friends of friends to be given rebuilding contracts?
Well, it's pretty interesting. So that's a great point because, yeah, in Germany, I saw there's tracks to where...
I'm going to mute it, though, so yeah. Give me 1 second.
The tram tracks are melted and a lot of infrastructure going back to Venezuela...
I need to meet. Yeah, there we go. Right. Sorry. There we are.
Building, right?
Yeah. I got you.
And Caracas actually has a smart city plan for 2030. This is posted by the World Economic Forum themselves. Okay. Yep. So infrastructure, you have these old cities, you have, you know, France and whatnot, and they don't even have AC. People were asking me, well, how can people are being unalive from, you know, the weather and it's so hot, you know, in Arizona, it's 120 degrees. Well, for one, Arizona is a lot newer than a place like Paris. So they don't have the infrastructure, nor the AC, nor they're not even used to this type of heat.
Right.
And, you know, their subways, they don't have AC and all these other things. I've been to Paris. So they don't have the infrastructure and they've never been prepared for something like this. So when, you know, something catastrophic happens like this, people start to panic. People are drowning in the rivers. You know, people are just passing away in their homes because it's so hot. Yeah. They don't have the infrastructure, you know, like in Arizona to where there's AC everywhere and they're used to it. So,
right. I mean, a better way of looking at it for the Americans, who are honestly, China is trolling Europe right now with just so much about air conditioning. Like, put it in a better perspective. Wherever you are in America, imagine the heat suddenly doubling. That's the best way of looking at it, right? There's no way anyone could prepare for that. I mean, imagine if you're in Arizona and next summer they're going to tell you that the peak heat's going to be double. There's nothing you can do. Plus, people are going to buy an air conditioner and use it once every 5 years. I'm not going to be honest with you. So there's that factor too. But it is crazy hot. It's crazy hot. I mean, luckily in Scotland, our weather's so bad that we could do with a bit of global warming. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, we could do with a little boost, a little cheeky boost. But Greece and Barcelona and places where it's already beautifully climate, you know, it's a beautiful climate. That's where it's real scary and dangerous, bro. Like, it's real scary right now.
Sure.
It really is.
Definitely. Yeah, it's very abnormal. And then you start to look at, you know, the smart city plans all around the world. You have Asheville, Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
You have all these different places. They're conveniently set up for new infrastructure. And we have all these like hurricanes and earthquakes and, you know, the most craziest, you know, cataclysms when it comes to these events and whatnot. And then, oh, wait, hold on. We have a smart city plan, just like California fires.
Yeah.
2028 smart city plan. They've already started.
Well, listen, Mav, you like data as much as me, right? So let's go 15 years in the future. Let's say we're 10 years of data in now on the smart cities, okay? And we're looking to solve an issue for, say, I don't know, let me pull something out of my hat, immigration. And they put forward 10 years worth of statistics on low crime and populations not turning on each other from these smart cities, and use saving us from invaders as the way of rolling these out. Because they have perfected, Mav, making us beg for the things we don't want. And the only thing that I can see people basically begging for these smart cities is when society and culture has been so completely stripped away and destroyed from what we can only refer to as treacherous and treasonous governments, that any form of normality that we remember, we'd be clawing for, right?
Yeah. I think what's going to happen, like how you said, looking and peering into the future, when we're thinking about these dystopian type of scenarios, I don't think it's going to be anything of the sorts. I think it's going to be the opposite.
Me too.
Because I think when you're talking about these 15-minute cities and you're talking about all these, you know, places, they're not going to look like Blade Runner, right? Oh. It's going to look like a nice, pretty cave.
It's going to look like Disney, bro.
Exactly.
Like a Disney village is what it's going to look like.
And the fact that, you know, again, they don't want chaos. They want compliance. Yep. So how can we do that? So you're going to trade your freedom for convenience.
Oh, bro.
You're going to make more things convenient, more and more as it is. And it's going to be so convenient to where you're going to look up and you're like, wow, I can walk 15 minutes in any direction. I can get any and everything I need in my life. That's what it's going to look like.
Well, I'm going to put an extra layer of horror on that for you, bro. Because how do we decide who gets into what societies, right? Well, obviously, I don't know if you heard about this lovely little nugget, which was slipped inside every single one of the Meta glasses, which is code that has been gathering all this data since Meta Glasses came out to recognize your face and within seconds pull up all your social media, everything about you on the internet through AI in a nanosecond. Now, imagine you're walking down the street in your smart glasses and you get to sit back and watch all these 5 stars, 4.9 stars, 4.8 star human ratings of your area, because that's what you deserve, Mav, because you're a 5-star human, right?
Right.
But then you've got the areas that will be smart cities that might not be so, what's the word I'm looking for? Desirable, okay? Where maybe if you're a 3.5, okay, you might be down with the 3.5s. Do you know what I'm saying, Mav? Cringe, right? So do you see that this is where we're headed? I think this is how society is going to, and I mean, when I say society, I mean us, right? the rats, how we are going to be grouped together through the scoring of how we conduct ourselves. The more we behave, the more we fall in line, the higher score we're going to get, the better like prison we can get. Ron rating -0, 100%. Like, I would be proud to be the first -12. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, they've got to push me out. I'm up against the crust of the universe, just like this. Oh no. But do you see where this is going, bro? And did you know about this?
I did. And anything they roll out, like something like this, this is just a project. Like, if you look at the Pokemon Go game,
yeah,
okay, that was nothing but a CIA-funded operation, because the company who actually produced that, if you look into their records, they had previous companies to where they were actually funded by the CIA themselves. And then later on, it was like a test pilot, and then they launched
Pokemon
Go. Now, Pokemon Go was gathering data all around the world. They had you run out and go to into your house or a mall or anywhere and capture, you know, those Pokemon, but you're actually geofencing and mapping everything for them inside your house, inside your place of work, everywhere. So they have millions of like footage of pictures and videos and whatnot, right? So again, we look into things like the Meta glasses. Now, why are they rolling that out? You know, they're doing it for your health. They're being so great. No, they're capturing biometric data. They want information on everybody.
Yeah.
And you're going to be the product.
Yeah.
You're going to be the person who's going to go out and geomap everything for them.
100%. And look, before we wrap this up, right? If anyone wants to know how technology and the CIA and your information is really became the mainstream, you want to have a look at technology on facial recognition and what masking could be done prior to Snapchat. Snapchat was so quickly taken for granted. Oh, I can turn into a dog, all of this. Do you know how sophisticated the face mapping is of that piece of that app? It was beyond anything we'd seen before. And I say this all the time, Mav. If the iPhone 1 had the same features as the iPhone 17 Pro, none of us would have taken it. They slowly groomed us from texts, phone calls, and a touchscreen into your thumbprint, your face, your bank details, your medical history, your internet history, everything on one device. And if they don't do it slowly, we're too wise to take it. But sadly, here we are. But look, Mav, as we're wrapping this up, tell us what you've got coming up, what we got happening, what is going on in the world of Mav. Come on.
For sure. Go to maverickapproach.com. I have my survival guides, part one and part two. It's a roadmap on how to, you know, navigate through these types of times. So I think that's very much needed. And then, yeah, I have a whole university, school.com/breakthematrix. Which literally what it does, we have how to use these technologies, right? So I don't want people to be afraid of these technologies. You just have to be in the know, because if they're using it for their advantage, you have to use it for your advantage. You know, when it comes to AI, crypto, blockchain, all that you can use for yourself. So they want to, you know, fudge you out and make you scared of these technologies when you should be doing the opposite. So I teach you, you know, stuff how to do that. Self-sovereignty, you know, real estate hacks, all kind of stuff is in my school program. So I have that university. We have a message board in there so you can communicate with me. And and then also, I have my own kind of Facebook, if you will. It's Tribe. It's called Tribe. IRLTribe.com. Where we gather because I never want to trust just one platform. So I want to have my own. So if people go to IRLTribe.com, join there. We have different hubs in different cities where we can all communicate, share codes.
I'm
adding more, it's in beta testing. I'm adding more cities. People have been telling me, hey, add, you know, Canada and UK and you know, all the international places. So we're going to get that on there.
Obviously, Mav, get it done, mate. Come on, son. Come on. We need all the cities. Make sure you go and check all that out. Mav's links are in the description. I'm going to be live in about 20 minutes over on my channel, decompressing from the last three live shows, all of the darkness. We're going to play some music. We're going to relax. If anyone would like to come and join me, feel free to do so. I have got an album dropping a week on Friday, and you guys can come and hear some of that, those tracks now. And Mav, listen, it's always a pleasure, mate. That was a pleasure, sir. And I wish you nothing but the best. We'll speak to you again soon. And just thank you for your time, as always. Oh, and big shout out to the Mav team who set everything up whilst Mav wanders around trying to get sound working. There's a hard-working Mav team in the background. So shout out to the Maverick team. And yeah, thanks for being here, bro. I really appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Peace.
All right, everyone. Take it easy. Catch you in the next one.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. If you love great games and a little extra excitement to your day, I got something fun for you. Chumba Casino and I have teamed up to create an exclusive online social casino game. It's called Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's fun and free to play, just like all your favorites from Chumba Casino. And every spin brings 10,000 ways to keep the good times going. Check it out and play for free today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.